AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Today in San Francisco, a jury found tech consultant Nima Momeni guilty of second-degree murder in the stabbing death of Cash App founder Bob Lee. It carries a sentence of 16 years to life in prison. Prosecutors say Momeni planned the attack last year and was angry with Lee for introducing his younger sister to a drug dealer. The man accused of being the Gilgo Beach killer in New York is now charged with killing a seventh woman.
Rex Heuermann was in court Tuesday telling the judge he's not guilty of Valerie Mack's murder or any of the seven women police on Long Island, New York, say he killed, leaving their remains around Gilgo Beach near his home, which DA Ray Tierney says was the crime scene.
The adhesive staining on the walls and a sort of enclosed pattern. I certainly, all of that is consistent with the commission of those murders occurring at the home.
He says Heuermann's wife and two children were not there during the murders, but a hair found on Mack matches family DNA and the 61-year-old kept planning documents.
We see that one of the dump sites which were discussed in that document was Mill Road, which was the road that Valerie was found in the vicinity of.
Mack's parents were in court, supported by other victims' family members. Julie Walker, New York.
A lawsuit accuses the State Department of creating loopholes for Israel on military aid and human rights. Charles Blaha is a former State Department official.
The Secretary of State has made all the decisions so far on Israel and the Leahy Law, and every single decision has resulted in those units being eligible. And that's not the way the normal process works.
President-elect Donald Trump's lawyers are alleging in court his New York hush money conviction was tainted by juror misconduct. This is AP News. There are some new films in the National Film Registry. Here's the AP's Margie Zaraletta.
I wonder what Great Dane tastes like, man.
The Library of Congress has decided Cheech and Chong's Up in Smoke is worth preserving forever. It's one of 25 movies added to the library's National Film Registry for their cultural, historical, or aesthetic significance. Now, Dirty Dancing, Beverly Hills Cop, and Star Trek II: The Wrath of Khan made the cut this year. So did The Miracle Worker with Anne Bancroft, Spy Kids, No Country for Old Men, and The Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
If you guys were the inventors of Facebook, you'd have invented Facebook.
The newest film is The Social Network from 2010. The oldest is Annabelle Serpentine Dance from 1895, a minute-long film of dancer Annabelle Moore that was considered scandalous at the time. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Conor McGregor says he's in negotiations to fight Logan Paul in a boxing exhibition in India. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.